Call the January 21st Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. I'm trying to do this fast.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Daniel?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Alderman Taylor is excused.
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B on the agenda is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want to tell us. Anyone? Seeing no one rise, I will close the citizens' comment period. Move on to approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of January 7th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move down to G. There is no hearings, no organizational business, no letters and petitions. We move down to G1. Consent agenda. Any requests for separate action? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, do you want to just approve the other ones first?
On A through G, exclusive of D. All those, is there a motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, this is for, I guess they want to look for like a GPS equipment or something. And they say they're going to use it for things like, residential areas and different, let's see. I guess I was just wondering what the policy was for working on public and private lands. Because in the past, sometimes I've been told, well, we don't work on private property. And then this item says, well, we need this because sometimes we work on private property. So do we have a policy on that? And this includes construction, staking, setting manholes, correction property lines, developing construction, and things like that. So just.
So, Mr. Morrow, this is for construction activity during perhaps construction of a subdivision, and therefore you're on private property, or describe more for us what this
so
is.
So, I thought the older woman asked for D to be held out, but this is in reaction in for Alder number C. Letter C.
Yes, C.
I can't find where it says it, but I believe we property corners, we tend to locate that when we do projects so we know exactly where the right-of-way line is. We need it for our purposes, not necessarily to do things for private. We don't do things for private anymore unless it somehow affects my road or public space.
C was already approved.
I'm going to fix that in the record, yeah.
So you're not doing this to change a policy. You're just doing it to make
sure. It's a piece of equipment we use every day for a whole variety of issues, and it's gone bad, and the screen's broke, and we need to replace it.
All right.
Okay. For the record, we did approve C under the consent, although the Alderman woman wanted to talk about that when we in the air brought up D. So D has not been approved. I take it Alderman.
I wanted to do C. That's what.
So, but so it's approved, and I take it you'd be okay with that. So,
right.
Is there a motion relative to item D?
So move.
So you're just moving pretty quick.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mistakes get made.
Motion carries. I just did the letter you called out. Item G2 is project updates for Ballpark Commons. Mr. Zimmerman's not able to be here tonight, but Ms. Berg has the update for you, and why don't you drag the microphone over there?
Okay.
That one, one of those. Staff mics.
Okay, so Mr. Zimmerman sends his apologies for not being able to join us this evening. It's a side effect of all of the wonderful things that he has going on over at Ballpark Commons. And he was able to send me a list of the current activities, which I told him I would share with you. And then I'm happy to take back any questions or comments that you may have. Performance Village is underway. The footings and foundation are going in currently. The golf, Lux Golf, will be following in the spring, and the coffee shop will be opening in April. The Exos is under construction, opening in 8 weeks or so. The hotel is waiting on formal approval of the flag and is also planned for a summer start. The New Perspective Senior Living is starting to lease up and will open in the spring. And as a side note, I did hear from their website, and I've actually sent one individual in Franklin to their office, which is in the Franklin, in the Pick and Save Plaza on 76 and Rawson. The Mandel construction is well underway. Infrastructure is substantially complete throughout the project. The intersection lights are being installed currently. He said intersection lights. I'm reading. Yeah.
Take
yes,
my
that
word
is correct.
Traffic signals on 76th Street.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Alderman Nelson.
Well, just one that, you know, I understand when this all first started with having Mr. Zimmerman here to discuss updates, that I hope that if we're going to have him here next meeting, or he's invited next meeting, to actually he shows, or Mr. Morso, to actually give up detailed things so we can ask questions in return and go back and forth. And just, I would like just to put that on there.
I'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Why don't you leave that there? Okay, move on to G3, which is to authorize Director of Health and Human Services to transition from a 0.8 part-time sanitarian to a full-time beginning March 1st.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Mayer.
With this person becoming full-time, does that kick in health care?
Already gets it.
Already gets it.
Okay. It's my impression.
But it'll be full-time instead of part-time.
Yes, and all the expenses have already been calculated in by the Director of Health and Human Services. If it's in the budget. Alderman Dandrea, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, that was my question. So it was budgeted in our approval for this past year, for this year? Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
So it moves from part-time health care to full-time?
Yes.
As far as the cost?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that bring the cost down then?
It's because of the way the scheduling works, as I understand it. If you'd like the director to be here to answer the questions, we can certainly table this.
No, I guess my concern is I don't want to add more additional, costs in the future for pensions and health. You know, every time we add another employee, we add additional pension requirements. And has that been calculated into this as well?
It's my understanding. Yes, it has. I haven't done it, but yes, it has. Part of the procedure. Anyone else?
This was taking two part-time positions, correct? Combining into one.
Yes. I believe it is, yes.
Okay.
And so there was a 0.8 and then a 0.2 becoming a 0.1, becoming a 1.
It says it's transferring a part 0.8 part-time to a full-time position.
Correct.
Sounds like one to one to me.
And they're removing the 0.5 position that was added to the 2020 budget. That's how you're saving money. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I closed it. G4 is an ordinance to amend Chapter 169 licenses and permits associated with the health department.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a senior citizens program update. Any questions for either Casper or Fred? Fred being the president. I will reiterate, you're all welcome to visit the senior lunch program on the first Wednesday of every month at Root Rivers, 11 o'clock. They're a marvelous group of people.
Listen well.
Ask good questions, too. Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is a senior travel program update for year end.
Move to accept place on file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wait a minute. Is there an accept and place on file or a motion?
Actually, it was
The second one.
Second motion.
Second motion, accept and file the year-end report and for the city to pay the full senior travel expenditures an additional $1,500, which includes a shortfall of $1,550 from recreation seniors, and send a letter indicating that such overages will not be covered in the future.
Without prior approval, that's my second.
Okay. All right, good. We're doing item the second one. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, it's notified, it's an, geez, here we go. An ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a yoga studio use in the B3 classification for SIC 7999.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Okay.
This is great. This is one of those things where we're stuck in the SIC code. And it's a Franklin, by the way, this is a Franklin resident, a former Forest Park Middle School teacher who is opening a business, a yoga studio here.
Excellent.
And she's right there.
Oh.
Thank you.
Excellent. Welcome. Thank you.
Good job, Linda. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The follow-on to that is G8, imposing conditions and restrictions for special use for this application.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and yoga reiki. Thank you, Linda. Congratulations.
Is it okay to ask a question?
Without objection?
No objection.
Please, go ahead, Linda.
Come on up.
Thank you so very much. I just want to make sure I'm official and everything. So where do I get the like official permit that I can hang up and say, yes, here I am?
All
of that. You're looking the next step.
You're looking for the building permit?
Yes, or whatever else I need from you guys. Is there anything else I need? Paper, copy of anything?
See Regulo. He'll be happy to help you.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be sending you the ordinance and resolutions and all related information.
Okay.
Or you can stop down tomorrow and pick it up. I know you're anxious.
I'm going to be there tomorrow. Thank you very much. And please stop and see me at the yoga studio.
Thank you. Congratulations and welcome. Welcome to your own community. Okay, G9 is a resolution authorizing installation of a monument sign within the 30-foot landscape buffer yard easement for Park Circle condominiums.
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Linda, 9:30-ish, probably the earliest. You got to do the paperwork. That's why the clerk said, tell Linda 9:30. Okay, G10 is resolution authorizing installation of monument sign for the subdivision at Bryanwood Manor.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 on page 113 is an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance to allow split zoning for a newly created lot. This is a special circumstance over on 45.
So move.
I'll second.
Discussion.
Yeah, I have a question.
Alderman Willem.
So it says that the mayor's the applicant, and I understand this was a CSM. It's basically for Bear, isn't it?
It is. It works out to be just for there, yes.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know why was I the applicant. Mr. City Attorney?
As I had stated at the Plan Commission, the subject matter arose and was discussed at the Plan Commission with the understanding from that discussion by Plan Commissioners that this process be moved forward, and it is not singularly only for Bear Development. It is the for the circumstances which are spelled out in detail in the proposed ordinance. And the situation is you have a new development, a mixed-use development, which includes industrial, commercial, residential, and that development may wish to expand and need a strip of land, maybe 30 feet wide on the southwest part of that development. And adjacent to that, there might be a 3-acre property or an 8 or 18 or 40 acre property that the property owner is willing to provide that smaller piece or piece of that property, but there's a residential property that's been on that those premises, that property, for probably decades and decades and decades. And my thought was, when I was drafting it per the discussion at the Plan Commission, was the southern third south, of, southern portion of the city of Franklin, where the Rhine Creek Interceptor was put in and to provide sewer service for new development, recognized that the area likely, as part of the Milwaukee metropolitan area, as metropolitan areas grow through the years, will ultimately develop. And one can simply picture the number of properties that might fall into those circumstances where you might have a property owner who's resided in the residence structure for 50 years, and that property has some split zoning on it because it's been there since before the city was a city, because the structure itself was built in 1907. And so this allows for that residential property to stay as is, except for that piece that's going to be combined into an adjoining large mixed-use development.
Okay. What's coming to mind is the motel issue over by Lowe's and the condominium, where they needed that little piece, and I didn't know if that was going to then affect a situation like that. So that's what's trying to make me play this all out, how that would go. And the other thing is, we're often told that we don't support staff enough, and so staff had recommended denial on both of these. So I just wanted to, you know, have some clarification on that. Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is a report from the now former Director of Administration on Impact Fee Administration.
12. You missed.
Oh, sorry. An ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance exclusions to provide for and exclude certain minor land divisions involving an established residential use not intended for redevelopment by the city.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, I already announced. It's the impact fee statement. Any questions for
I have a question.
Director of Finance?